This is Free Talk Live. We kick off Hour 2 of the Thursday edition. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Toll-free number 800-259-9231. Bring up whatever's on your mind. 1-800-259-9231. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Absolutely everything on the site is totally free. So Hour 1, we talked about the situation now in United States airports, also over in Great Britain. More people spending more time waiting around and losing some of their stuff to the trash bin, like sodas, bottled water, even makeup, people being forced to throw these things away. And it's just a sad loss of productivity, and it's going to be an economic hit to the country, just like all new security procedures are. So that's bad news and everything. And it got us into, of course, talking about the solutions. You know, what are some of the things that we can do to get away from having the TSA, for instance, shaking everyone down in airports? And you pointed out, Mark, that ending this insane foreign policy that we have of going into other people's countries and building military bases, in some cases invading other nations and attacking people, we just need to bring all of our troops home from around the world and shut down those military bases and get back to constitution and get back to the Constitution, which specifies, at least as I understood it, and I know the founding fathers certainly said that we should be a neutral nation.
Well, it's not just the military being in these other nations. Certainly,
right.
that's the muscle, but we support despots and monarchic rulers, and
we pick sides.
We do. We pick sides, and the other side then doesn't like us,
right.
And that's the problem. You don't see them attacking Andorra.
Nope.
They're not doing it. It's not worth the trouble because Andorra's not involved. They just don't care. But I would like to say more importantly about this terrorist thing is it's been one day with the whole liquids ban
yep.
thing, and I already know enough information that if I were a terrorist, and I'm not, I'm sure I don't know whether the government thinks I am or not,
mm-hmm.
but because I certainly don't agree with most of the things they do, but it's been one day, and is all I know that it's all I have to do is get a prescription from my doctor and pretend and put my liquids, cyanide gas or whatever, in that bottle that the prescription came in, and bam, I'm on the airline anyway.
Yep.
So all of this is for nothing.
Or work on the inside, get a job in the airline industry, and get some of your pre-made, Gatorade bottles with the stuff encapsulated in them added to the plane.
It sounds harder than forging a prescription. I mean, all I have to do is forge a prescription, slide it past some TSA agent who's mm-hmm. busy, and believe me, in a week, they will be they'll be clipping along a lot faster than they were today.
Yep, they just want to move the people through.
They really have to. So it doesn't. So this is for nothing.
So you're right. The foreign aid situation needs to stop. The military needs to come home, and we need to turn over airports to private ownership. Because the airports, most of them in this country, most of the major airports that you fly in and out of, are government-run. And that just right there should tell you that they would be better off in private hands. They'd be run more efficiently. Taxpayers wouldn't have to pay for them. They could all be. It would be a business. It'd be a business where they would either turn a profit or they'd have to sell to somebody else that could possibly turn a profit. And they would expand. And John Stossel did a great piece on private airports versus government-run airports. And there are a few privately run or at least privately managed airports out there.
Many minor airports
yes.
are privately run.
That just do a fantastic job of expanding according to demand, according to need. New airlines want to come in. They expand the wings. I mean, it's privately motivated, so they've got incentive, unlike the government airports do. And if it was a privately run airport, then that private airport could set their own security policy. The airport not only could set its own airport security policy, but so could the airlines themselves.
Right. I don't think the airport would be motivated to have its own security as much as the airlines would be. The airlines would be wanting to protect their investment of these big jets that they have. They don't want those things to get blown to pieces or everybody to die in them or whatever is going to happen. So they'll be motivated to have the security. And I was thinking about this weekend while I was flying and juxtaposing the idea of Freedom Airwaves versus all security airlines.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me, Freedom Airlines versus all security airlines.
Yeah.
And if you think about it, now Freedom Airlines would be, their motto would be, we've got no security, bring your own handgun.
Yeah.
Whereas all security all the time is, you fly naked, because you're safe.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, so, or, and there would certainly be things in between.
Yes.
Obviously, these are the ends of
the spectrum.
But I think that Freedom Airwaves would actually pick up and happen, whereas all security wouldn't. Nobody would. Nobody wants to be naked.
Well, but, they wouldn't be naked, but they would be stripped down and then
smocks.
Allowed to clothe themselves.
Okay. But whatever happens would happen. But Freedom Airlines, can you imagine how many fewer people it would take in order to get you on a plane and to your destination?
It'd be cheaper.
It would certainly be a lot cheaper, and that's what, because I was on Southwest Airlines, who has a incredible, revolutionary business model
okay.
going. They do things different. They're in and out of the gate, and 18 minutes, I believe, is their average.
Right.
They're in, unloaded, loaded,
refueled.
And out
yeah.
in 18 minutes. That's huge. Those planes are in the air. Besides all that, then there would be no security personnel for all this stuff. And that costs money. You have to pay these people. So, if you and the whole idea that if you could put a bullet hole in a plane that all the air gets sucked out
no,
and everybody
doesn't work that
it
way.
It doesn't happen that way. They've proven that on Mythbusters. It's just nonsense.
It's movie magic.
Yeah. I mean, when you flush the toilet on an airline, it's going outside. Hey,
no,
it's
it doesn't.
Yes, it does.
No, it doesn't.
It goes
into a holding tank.
Well, then how come they chunks of blue ice fall through
that's
people's
when,
ceiling?
That's, oh gosh, I don't know the exact explanation for it. Those are usually accidents, I think.
Okay.
You'll have to look that one up.
So it goes into a holding tank?
Yeah, it goes into a holding tank.
I always feel a little breeze.
I think that's an accident when they flush the holding tank in the air.
I see.
That's not something they're supposed to do.
Well, what do I know? I felt a breeze. Seemed like it was the outside to me.
That's because there's a vacuum technology involved in getting that stuff to the holding tank.
Probably a good idea.
So it's like a portalette. They've got a holding tank there. It just doesn't go out onto the ground, that sort of thing.
Glad that's not my job to empty that thing.
Right. So, all right. So we've come across various different solutions to this security situation, ending foreign aid, bringing the troops home, and turning airports over to private ownership. That is what we need to do. That way people can compete on the basis of security instead of having this stupid one-size-fits-all government program. It's just as dumb as the government education idea. You know, the idea that one size can fit all of the kids in America, it's just as bad of an idea to say that, well, one-size security procedure, that's all that we need. We're the government. We know what's right. Let private industry compete on the basis of security. I mean, automotive manufacturers are doing a fine job as far as providing safety in
yep.
their products.
Americans demand safe automobiles.
If your
automobiles have gotten safer and safer, and the government doesn't need to be involved for that to happen.
And if I'm not feeling safe on someone's airline, I'm going to let them know and say, look, I'm not feeling safe enough on your airline. I'm going over here to so-and-so airline, and they are much more safe, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to use their business. And that'll bring more competition. I mean, it's competition. It's good. It's good for us. There's your solution. So the other question is, of course, why do they hate us? Which people have been asking for years now.
I think it's Britney Spears and Coca-Cola.
Well, there are people that take that position. And Jacob
they hate our freedom.
That's right. That's what the government line is. That's what George Bush and them are trying to tell you. That's why we were attacked on
September
11th.
They don't hate our freedom. They hate our tyranny.
Well, Jacob Hornberger from the Future of Freedom Foundation has a few thoughts. He says, you'll recall that immediately after the 9/11 attacks, U.S. officials declared that the attacks had been motivated by the terrorists' hatred for America's freedom and values. That refrain produced the war on terrorism, and more recently the war on radical Islamofascism, which I just heard Bush say in the news break.
Oh, now he's using the term, too?
He's using the term fascists.
Mm.
Yeah, they said we're in a war against Islamic fascists. It's funny hearing him say the word fascist. Nonsense, said libertarians. The anger and hatred that Arabs and Muslims have for the United States is rooted in decades of U.S. foreign policy in the Middle East. Ending the U.S. government's decades-old policy of empire and intervention would bring an end to the threat of terrorism against the United States. The argument of the freedom and values crowd boils down to this. The decades of U.S. supplying advanced weaponry and foreign aid to the Israeli government, which is now being used to kill people in Lebanon, and the U.S. government's obeisance and submissiveness to the Israeli government, have had no adverse effect on how Arabs and Muslims feel about the United States. Their anger and hatred's caused by America's freedom of speech, freedom of the press, and rock and roll. We'll get more into this here in a moment. 800-259-9231. We're going to continue to compare those who say it's our freedoms versus the true story, which, of course, is our foreign meddling. More on the way. 800-259-9231. You take control of the airwaves. You bring up whatever you want. That's why we call it Free Talk Live.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Here it is, folks, the 2006 Red Book, the most comprehensive edition ever published. Midas Resources believes our clients should be as informed as possible. It includes the history of U.S. coins, the actual mintages, the grading standards. Learn the stability of real money. Protect yourself from fiat currencies. They are instruments of debt. Feel the comfort and safety of real money. Midas will send you the 2006 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for just $22.95 delivered. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Don't be lost in a sea of confusion. Get the 2006 Red Book. Help steer your own financial ship. Call Midas now, 1-800-686-2237.
Are rising gas prices flattening your wallet? Try Royal Purple High Performance Motor Oil.
What? How's that?
Yes, independent tests by respected universities show Royal Purple reduces fuel consumption by as much as 5%. That means Royal Purple can deliver better gas mileage for a fatter wallet. Go to royalpurple.com for details. That's Royal Purple, the high performance motor oil that outperforms. Oil is oil. Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to royalpurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma states. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and royalpurple.com today.
I used to be ashamed of my toenails. I thought I was destined to wear tennis shoes through the heat of the summer and hide my toes at the beach. And then my podiatrist told me about Non-X Nail Gel. It tackles unsightly nails by clearing out the cause of the problem, yellowing keratin debris buildup. With regular use, Non-X Gel breaks down and removes the debris, so toenails look clear. This summer, I'm wearing open-toed sandals again, thanks to a topical natural gel called Non-X. If your toenails are embarrassing, I recommend Non-X Nail Gel. It's at your pharmacy or mass retailer in the foot care section.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and it's your show. You can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Everything on the site totally free, including
free.
The wiki, wiki.freetalklive.com, over 750 unique pages created by you, the listeners. In fact, you can go in and modify virtually anything that you see on the wiki. So go in, take control of that at wiki.freetalklive.com, wiki, www.freetalklive.com. And know this, Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project's First 1,000 Pledge. Are you just going to talk about freedom, or are you going to start living it now? Learn how the First 1,000 Pledge can make it happen today at freestateproject.org. Again, that's freestateproject.org. So, continuing to explore, why do they hate us? Jacob Hornberger is delving into the topic from the Future of Freedom Foundation. Of course, we've all heard the argument that they hate our freedoms. That's what we were told by our government after September 11th. They said that they hate us because we're free and we have values and we're Western. And they don't like Britney Spears and Coca-Cola and rock and roll.
And it's the nature of Islam to take over the world and kill people.
Therefore, the argument goes, according to Hornberger, the chance of death to Israel, death to America, from hundreds of thousands of Shiites marching in Baghdad last week, had nothing to do with U.S. foreign policy, but were instead motivated by hatred for American principles and lifestyles.
Well, that doesn't make any sense. Baghdad's a very westernized city.
Of course. And the whole thing doesn't make sense.
Okay.
Hornberger points out, reflect for a moment on the other utter perversity of it all. U.S. soldiers in Iraq are dying to bring freedom and democracy to people who are screaming death to America, and whose radical Shiite government has aligned itself with Iran, which U.S. officials consider to be an archenemy of the United States. The same freedom and values argument was made with respect to more than a decade of brutal sanctions against Iraq, which contributed to the deaths of hundreds of thousands of Iraqi children. This was the 1990s. Deaths that the U.S. officials maintained were worth it. People in the Middle East were indifferent to those deaths, the argument goes. Their anger and hatred were caused by the U.S. Bill of Rights and the gambling casinos in Las Vegas.
Yeah.
It didn't have anything to do with the 500,000 babies that we contributed to the deaths of by putting sanctions on Iraq.
It's the showgirls.
After 9/11, the greatest fear that U.S. officials had was that the American people would figure out that U.S. foreign policy was at the root of the terrorist attacks, and thus demand a total reevaluation of U.S. foreign policy. That might well have meant an end to all foreign aid to the Middle East and a withdrawal of U.S. forces from the region. Of course, it would also mean the U.S. populace would have to be paying attention as well. That could obviously have meant significant diminution of the U.S. government's overseas empire and the military-industrial complex, along with the enormously high taxes needed to pay for it all. Thus, it's not surprising that U.S. officials immediately went on the propaganda attack after 9/11 in order to divert people's attention from U.S. foreign policy and towards the freedom and values motivation for the 9/11 attacks. If there's another major terrorist attack on American soil, you can rest assured that the immediate response of U.S. officials will be, it has nothing to do with the U.S. government's unconditional U.S. taxpayer-provided support of the Israeli government, or with the brutal sanctions that contributed to the deaths of hundreds of thousands of Iraqi children, or with the callous position that such deaths were worth it, or with the invasion and occupation of Iraq, which have killed and maimed tens of thousands of Iraqi people, some have estimated over 100,000. They'll say instead that it's all about anger and hatred for America's freedoms and values. And the sad part is, there will still be Americans who will fall for it.
You know, they'll never say that, because they don't have to. It seems to be accepted as a matter of course. They'll never say that it doesn't have anything to do with our foreign policy.
Oh, of course they won't say that. He's just saying it to make a point.
They won't broach the subject at all. The talking heads will...
No, never.
I mean, you know, of course we have to be in all these other countries. We're the world's policemen.
They asked us to be there.
Their governments want us there.
They will never mention it. They would never make mention.
To make a point on all the foreign deaths that he's pointed out there... Mm-hmm. You know, they don't matter much to my life. I'm not saying that I don't care whether people die. I'm just saying they don't matter in my life. If you kill...
Just like you don't matter to them.
I really don't.
Right.
And that's the reason they're willing to kill me. They don't matter specifically to me, but if they get angry, which I would be angry if my child was killed in a conflict that I didn't have anything to do with, and I could very well choose the aggressing state as the person that I want to go after, and if so, I may very well hatch a plot to somehow bring the war back to them.
Yep.
That's where it affects me. Somebody in Iraq, it's become, there are more terrorist things going on in Iraq now than there were previously.
Fact is, worldwide there's more terrorism.
We're just creating them.
That's what we're doing.
How do you create a terrorist? Kill his mom.
Give him nothing else to live for.
Imprison his dad.
Besides vengeance.
Have his older brother's legs blown off.
I've got an example coming up here of what will make a terrorist. A very specific example. But first, continue with Jacob Hornberger. He says, what would be wrong with terminating foreign aid not only to Israel, but also to every other country in the world and abolishing the taxes that support such aid, leaving the American people free to keep their own money and decide what to do with it? What would be wrong with letting Americans support Israel or Lebanon or the Palestinians or any other cause in the world with their moral support and their own money and leaving the U.S. government and U.S. taxpayer money out of it? In fact, that's a fantastic idea. Let me keep all the money that I earn, and if I want to get involved in some worldwide conflict, if I want to arm one side or the other, or donate food or money to one side or the other, let me be free to make that decision, because I'm offended by the fact that the U.S. government is making those decisions for me, is giving money to other governments around the world, some violent, some less violent than others, in my name. That's really offensive. Let me be the one to decide these things, or maybe I'll just decide to keep all my money and maybe give it to people here locally in America instead of worldwide.
Sure, if there's a bad government that needs to be taken over, why can't Americans contribute to a mercenary organization?
They sure could.
That would take this guy out, probably more efficiently.
Yep. If there was a demand for such a thing, you can better believe the market would provide it. What would be wrong with ending the U.S. government's role as world policeman, intervener, meddler, and interloper, not only in the Middle East, but also in the rest of the world? With the situation in the Middle East degenerating into ever-increasing violence, conflict, death, suffering, and destruction after decades of U.S. intervention, what better time for the American people to reevaluate foreign policy, U.S. foreign policy, not only in the Middle East, but also in the rest of the world? Unfortunately, as you pointed out, Mark, no one on television, at least, is going to be talking about
that. No, it's not even broached.
If it is broached, maybe they're on for 5 minutes and then they, you know, that's it. They're done.
Generally, when I talk to people, they say, yeah, that makes sense.
When you bring that idea
up? I bring up that idea that it's our foreign policy that's doing it. I would imagine that
it makes sense.
I would imagine most of those people are thinking to themselves, I could create our foreign policy so that it would be better. Well, I think that it would be better if we didn't have one. But
exactly.
I don't generally mention, go that direction, because people do understand that we are creating problems out there.
Well, a free country, which is what we're supposed to be, is a country that allows people to decide for themselves who to support or not support. All right, let's go to the phones. To Bill in Texas, you're on Free Talk Live with Ina Mark. Hello.
Yeah, I just wanted to comment on this idea of America being a free country.
Yeah.
I've been living here my whole life, and I don't see any evidence to support the assertion.
You're saying it's not a free country?
No.
I want you to give me some details. Hang on, Bill. Give me some examples of what you've seen in your life. 800-259-9231. You bring up whatever you want. Also on the way, a perfect example of an event that happened in Baghdad that could very easily create some new terrorists. More's on the way. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding the bicycle, and today you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill.
I'm going there right now. Check, please. You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com.
Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
In December 2005, CNN had a special documentary about the inevitability of nuclear terrorism on American soil. When the mainstream media is reporting on such a perilous topic with such candor, it should be taken very seriously. Currently for sale by owner, the ultimate secure home is strategically located in the awesome mountains of southwest Colorado. This patented steel-reinforced concrete earth home was built to withstand any natural or man-made disaster you can name, whether that be a forest fire, an earthquake, or even a full-scale nuclear attack. The house is completely off-grid with solar electricity and an independent water supply. It even has a hidden fallout shelter with NVC air filtration. Its many self-sufficient and high-security features will amaze you. With nuclear World War III looming ever closer on the horizon, this custom survival home is turnkey, ready for a new owner. For more information, visit www.ultimatesecurehome.com. That's www.ultimatesecurehome.com.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You take control of the airwaves. Toll-free number 800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231, and bring up anything. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We've got updates. You get signed up, we'll clue you in whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show. Get on the updates list for free by going to updates.freetalklive.com. Again, updates.freetalklive.com. We return to Bill in Texas. You're back on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Thanks. You know, like I was saying, I haven't seen any evidence that this is a free country. And you pretty much have to have permission to do anything.
But that's what they told me in elementary school, Bill. They told me that America was the land of the free.
Well, just because they say so doesn't mean it's so. I haven't seen any evidence. There's not anything
but Bill,
that I can think of.
This is the freest country in the world.
Well, I hear a lot of people parroting that, but I don't see any evidence. And when I ask them to produce the proof, they usually just sit there with their mouths open.
Well, we have the freedom to keep some of what we earn and spend it on some of the things that we want. That's freedom.
Sounds like privilege to me, not freedom.
I have the freedom to walk out of my house in the morning and decide which direction to turn.
As long as you have your ID on you.
Of course, I agree with you completely, Bill. You're absolutely right. We live in a society where everyone has to, as you put it, ask permission for the things that they want to do. Even things so innocuous as getting in a car and driving or opening their own business.
If anything, we are one of the most controlled societies to probably ever exist on planet Earth.
Well, it started pretty free. I think we were pretty free back when the United States was founded, and it's just been a steady decline in freedom ever since.
Well, it just amazes me that people can actually say that with a straight face.
Yeah, it really does amaze me as well, and if there's anybody out there that really does believe this is a free country, I'd love to hear from you at 800-259-9231.
I want to see the evidence.
Yeah, you know, as far as us being the freest country in the world, there's several lists that decide who's the freest and who's not. And the United States doesn't show up as number one on any of them.
I don't trust those lists anyway. I think the Freedom House is run by these Nazis.
Oh, really? Well, there's three or four different lists. There's the Heritage Foundation. There's, oh gosh, what's the other
one? FreeTheWorld.com.
FreeTheWorld.com.
They all seem to be awfully biased towards this illusion of American freedom.
I don't know about that because they don't rank America as number one.
But they did a few years ago.
Yeah, it's been a long time. Actually, Hong Kong has dominated the charts on many of them for a long time. But anyway, still none of them are free. I mean, it's just relative ranks of freedom, whichever country is the freest. Now, do you think that we could get back to freedom, Bill? Is it possible to win back our liberty?
Well, I think getting there is the question. I don't think we've ever really had it, you know, unless you've been out, you know, isolated in the
backwoods, yeah,
the tundra.
I think it is possible, and it's certainly worth fighting for, and that's why we are part of the Free State Project. Did you have any other thoughts for us tonight?
No, I just wanted to share that and see if anybody could actually come up with some evidence that we are a free country.
I can't, certainly can't. Although if there is someone out there that can answer Bill's question, 800-259-9231. Thanks for the call, Bill. We appreciate hearing from you. 1-800-259-9231.
I'd be happy if we were in the top five of those lists, you know, most economically free.
But we're not.
And the citizens of the United States would be a lot more economically free. We'd be a lot closer to the tops of those lists, especially the Heritage Foundation Economic Freedom List, which I particularly like. We'd be a lot closer to the top of that if the tax burden wasn't so high.
Sure.
And the tax burden wouldn't be so high if we weren't putting our military in everybody's country.
The tax burden is strangling the economy
in this
country. We would have so much more wealth. I mean, we're already one of the wealthiest societies in the world. We would be 5 to 18 times more wealthy if we would get rid of these oppressive taxes.
Half of our taxes go to the military, or half of the budget goes to military. Some people say the taxes go to pay debt, but it depends on what you believe. But either way, half of the money spent by the United States government is spent on military stuff.
Yep.
I'm not saying that I don't think we don't need a military, but I don't think we need one nearly as large, and I certainly don't. I think that we're in 131 too many countries.
Well, we can get into the military conversation.
We could.
I don't agree with you. I believe that everything should be funded on a voluntary basis, and coercion is a repulsive thing. We're going to the phones, though. We're going to Jacob in Ohio. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello.
Hello.
Hey, Jacob.
Let's see, you covered on that, everyone's a winner thing with schools, and, you have to invite everyone stuff.
Yeah, we were talking about that sort of weenie idea that our government schools are promoting amongst the kids, that it doesn't matter what you do or what you contribute, you're a winner and you deserve a trophy. Yes, sir.
As long as you're a good sport.
Yeah, I'm a kid who's 15, grew up sarcastic and bitter due to the fact that often that's rather one side. I mean, I'm the kid from the parents who, the libertarians in a largely rather ridiculously liberal town.
Okay.
And, in class, it's always, I'm the kid who, gets yelled at for bringing up opinions. Well, everyone else, it's wonderful you wanted to talk about it, wanted to bring up something completely unrelated, or, I'll be made fun of, it's bullied, and then they'll go over to them and, talk with them and, try to raise their self-esteem while I get yelled at.
And so you think that for some reason you're singled out as opposed to the other kids because what you bring
it's not
up?
Just me, it's like the entire group, because I'm, I had this one guidance counselor in intermediate school who, like, at lunch, thought it was their sworn duty to break up all the cliques and, put all the kids around. Incidentally, this results in all the kids who are, are hiding together at one table to escape the popular jerks, being intermersed with them and thus getting made fun of ruthlessly for the rest of the period.
I'm a little confused. You're saying that they're trying...
Well, they just kind of single out certain kids who... who are, the ones who are the individual thinkers, and they just seem to get the whole ringer of treatment.
They single you out for what purposes?
Just because we're the kids who are, the round peg in the square hole.
Is this the authority figures, or is this the bullies?
Both.
Both.
You're singled out, and how do they treat you?
Well, ostracized.
Right. I've got, never mind.
Yeah, I know. It's very nerve-wracking calling a radio show. We totally understand.
Yeah, I'm here quaking.
I understand how that goes. The first time I was on the radio, the first time I was in a studio, I thought I was going to pass out. I couldn't believe it.
Really?
I only answered yes/no questions. That's
right.
It.
Yes.
Now, when you listen to your call on the podcast later on, count the number of times you said in your conversation.
Yeah, so, I would say you know about that.
Yeah. So let me see if I got this straight. In your school, you're singled out by the authorities.
Not just me, mostly just the people, you know, who just, you know, the bright kids who, you know, don't follow the entire socialist.
And you're singled out, and they do what to you? What exactly are they doing as a result of this?
We're the ones who get the special treatment in the everyone's equal category. I mean, I've had my grades taken down just to prove I can't be better at everything than everyone else.
They've taken your grades down?
Yeah, I got negative extra credit in history class 1 year.
What?
I did the
negative?
Math. I should have gotten an A- when I got a B.
Huh. How does that work? They did it to make everyone else feel better?
No, they just... I'm not sure all the teachers said we have to prove that the bright kids can't be best at everything.
So they take certain opportunities to show that you aren't always the best, ha-ha, and point out that some other kids, the average kids, are somehow better than you.
Right.
I've also been told
that, you know, it doesn't matter if your answer is right as long as it has to be my answer.
Yeah, we've heard about that. Oh, it's disgusting. Thank you for the call, man. We appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231, continuing with Jason in Pennsylvania. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hey, Jason. What's on your mind?
Good. Hey, just wanted to mention, I came up with my own way of amping the program.
How's that?
Every time I go to the gas station, I roll every window down. I don't care if it's the hottest day of the summer, which we've been having a lot of lately. Roll down every window, let the car get hot, and I make sure that I turn the radio up as loud as I can when I'm playing Free Talk Live.
Right on.
And one of the things that I've noticed is that I get a lot of people that look. They kind of get a very inquisitive look on their face, and I got to say, probably 50% of the time that I'm pumping gas, somebody says, "Is that an internet show, or what are you listening to?" Or they're somehow asking me about the program. So
it gives you an opportunity to plug the show.
Yeah, now
what I've done is I've printed off a piece of paper and set them down almost like little business cards, and I say, "Well, here's what it is," and it's got the website.
Cool.
Hang on. I don't know if you had anything else to say, but hang on. We're going to come back to more of you. This is your show. You take control of the airwaves. Free Talk Live.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean, real hard-to-find, all-natural Pure Soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, detergents, or other dangerous toxins. The Calbin Pure Soap Company, for the past 57 years, has been making triple-concentrated Pure Soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. That's great news because Calbin Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call 1-800-340-7091. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com. Try pure soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else.
Republicans took over Congress more than 10 years ago. Since then, the government has grown by $1 trillion. This spending explosion has happened in part because Congress doesn't read the huge bills they pass. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. Our new proposal stops Congress from passing bills they haven't read. It's called the Read the Bills Act. The Read the Bills Act will slow Congress down, way down. It's easy for you to help make this bill the law of the land. You can learn more at DownsizeDC.org. That's DownsizeDC.org.
Would you like to get involved with pro-liberty causes but just can't find the time? Let us spread the word about freedom for you. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier now for just $3 a month, and you'll help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and more MP3 players. That means more new people coming across the message of freedom every day. Other pro-liberty organizations seem to gobble up contributions and make very little progress. AMP actually works. For all the details, visit amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
Good morning, honey. Wow, the weather is beautiful, the cabin is terrific, and it's the first day of our vacation.
Yeah.
Honey, is there something wrong?
Yeah, I just realized we forgot to pack the travel Berkey system. I can't drink this cabin water. And what am I going to do when I'm out on the lake? Now the whole vacation is ruined.
Honey, cheer up. I brought our Sport Berkey purifiers.
What?
Yeah, I know you're picky about not having pathogenic bacteria, organic chemicals, heavy metals or foul tastes and odors in the water, so I packed our Sport Berkey purifiers.
You know, this is a terrific cabin. And wow, have you noticed the beautiful weather?
Don't ruin your vacation. Get a Travel Berkey today for only $209, or get a Sport Berkey for only $39 by calling 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Travel Berkey not available in Iowa.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Matson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, in herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and it's your show. You bring up whatever's on your mind via the toll free number 800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Everything there, totally free. What do we ask in return? Well, that you support us with a little bit of a financial assistance. It's our store, Free Talk Live store. We've got T-shirts. We've got hats. In fact, we have a variety of different hats. We've got a beanie hat for those of you living in more frigid temperatures. You know, or one of those things you
just
can pull,
the cooler people.
You can pull down over your ears.
Mm-hmm.
And we also have regular hats.
Two ball caps.
Yep. And there's actually different colors.
Mm-hmm. One's fitted and the other one's Velcro.
And we have a visor for those of you that like to go to raves and that sort of
mm-hmm.
thing. And play sports. Because people still play sports with visors, right?
I guess.
Tennis people, that sort of thing. So, neat stuff. It's all on our store, which is open now. It's store.freetalklive.com. Plus, if you order this month, it's a pre-order month. You won't get your products right away, but you will get an over 7% discount. So you'll see what I mean by going to store.freetalklive.com. Plus, that's where the instructions are as to how you can get a free Free Talk Live bumper sticker when we finally create them. We've already got the self-addressed stamped envelopes coming in from people. Details are at store.freetalklive.com. As we return to the phones and to the fun, Jason in Pennsylvania, you're back on Free Talk Live. Hello.
Hey, you guys just led in exactly where I wanted to go with the store. Would you consider offering, like you've got with the bumper sticker, business cards for Free Talk Live, like a pack of 50 for, you know, a buck or two or something like that? Or
it's an interesting idea. There's certainly, we've got a dedicated area on our forum. It's stuff.freetalklive.com. We'll take you right to it, where you can post ideas like that for future products at the Free Talk Live store. Right now, we don't even actually have any of the products yet, so we're taking pre-orders for different things. But I think as time goes on, we'll certainly expand our inventory. I mean, again, we're just getting this thing off the ground, but not a bad idea.
Yeah, awesome. I sent that via email to you guys a while back. I don't know, maybe you saw it already. But, hey, I wanted to real quick also touch on the show that I was listening to. Is the guy at the gas station wanted to know what the show was about. It was an episode you guys were talking about gun control.
Right.
And you're touching on weapons of mass destruction. And Mark, kind of keep on the same language, but can't get that out of my head. Mark, you mentioned about individuals not having the right to own, quote-unquote, weapons of mass destruction.
Right.
And I would ask you, does that mean groups of individuals wouldn't have that right either?
You know, the idea, I don't know. As far as addressing that, from my point of view, governments would be the only entities that should be allowed to have weapons of mass destruction.
Well, what about a militia or a group that, you know, I think in my thoughts, the spirit of the Constitution says, you know, the right to bear arms, meaning you should be equally able to defend yourself against the government with the same type of munitions that the government can use against you.
I agree. Why does
sort of mean that?
Why is it that the government can bear those arms, but a militia couldn't?
And then what size of a group? It makes it a very difficult question to
right.
answer.
Well, and that's why I say if you put any regulation, you then all of a sudden have to define all these things, and then
yeah.
you get into this whole
things
get
messy.
Making those decisions, and I don't know. I just
how many people
don't necessarily have an answer one way or the other. But
how many people defines a group, and also why is it that as you get over a certain amount of people, those people all of a sudden have more rights to do certain things? I mean, those are questions that you'd have to answer, and that's getting sticky.
And for whatever reason, I'm not prepared to.
There you go. Jason, thanks for the call, man. Appreciate hearing from you, and keep spreading the good word. 800-259-9231 at those gas stations. Let's talk to Eddie in Georgia. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hey, Eddie.
Yeah, good evening, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Hey, you were talking about being a wealthy country.
Yeah.
No, we are not a wealthy country.
Why do you say that?
Because we are a broke country. Our dollar is not worth the paper it's written on.
Well, now, wait a minute. Just because the dollar's not worth anything doesn't mean we don't have a lot of wealth.
What wealth do we have?
Okay.
Everything we have is either owned by the state or the banks.
My cell phone, my car, there's all kinds of things that I have in my life. My refrigerator, all
you don't
of these
own
things
your
are
car.
Wealth. Yes, I do.
No, you don't. You got a license plate on it?
Oh, I know. You're going to tell me the government owns the car. Okay, I understand that.
No, in
I
other
own
words,
the right to transfer
no.
the title, okay?
No. Well, what I'm saying is this, is that there was a time when our money was backed by gold. That's why when we had the Depression, that's the only thing that saved this country from going down.
Well,
we had gold, and we had a lot of weapons.
Well, now during the Depression, we had been moved off of the gold standard to some extent. American dollars.
We've been moved off, period.
Right. The American dollars had been moved, you know, traded amongst American people, had been moved off the gold standard. There were still foreign dollars that we had that were.
Yeah,
you know,
we're on fiat money now. We're on the
right.
same money Germany was on.
Right. It's
now,
a terrible thing.
Here's the thing that bothers me. This country was the wealthiest country in the world, all right?
Right.
Until we got the Federal Reserve in. The Federal Reserve has ruined this country.
I understand totally what you're saying, and I agree, but it doesn't mean that we still aren't a very wealthy country. If you compare the wealth that we have today to the wealth that we had 150 years ago, the difference is staggering. I mean, there's no doubt that we're still coasting on some of the old freedoms that we once had in today's America.
That we would be a lot wealthier if our dollars were backed by metal. That'd be great.
We didn't have refrigeration.
Right.
We didn't have, you know, we had horse-drawn carriages. We had oil lamps. I mean, the wealth that we have today is tremendous. And
yes, you're
good.
Right. You're
so
right.
You've got to get your definition straight. We're poorer than we should be. We'd
be
more wealthy were it not for the Federal Reserve.
You know what wealth is?
You tell me.
I'll tell you what wealth is. You take Rockefeller, one of the Federal Reserve families. He's worth $91 trillion.
Mm-hmm.
Rothschild is worth $101 trillion. Tell me anybody else in the world that's worth anywhere near that.
Well, it's difficult. Those numbers aren't corroborated by
but they're facts.
Not corroborated by major media sources.
No, but if you go check it up, you can check it up and find out.
Sure, on some internet.
You don't
website.
Go through the media.
Right. Okay, well, that's great, man. Thanks
hey, guys,
for the call.
It's been nice talking to you.
Always appreciate the call. Thanks, Eddie. 800-259-9231.
I certainly don't disagree with this premise that the Federal Reserve is, we should get rid of it completely, and that our money should be backed by some sort of precious metal or other item.
But he's wrong to say that we're not wealthy. He's absolutely wrong.
Americans produce wealth, and
we have so much wealth in this country.
Wealth is things. I think that another definition for wealth I've heard is, how long can you go without working? I mean, defines your wealth.
Right.
So...
It's funny because you can see great examples of just how wealthy we are. Like you said, how long can you go without working? Back in the 1800s or the 1700s, you couldn't go long without working at all. I mean, you were likely on a farm or in an industrial situation. Maybe if you were going through the Industrial Revolution, mm-hmm. If you lived on a farm, you had to be out there working every single day. And if you were sick, then your family had to work extra hard in order to make up the difference.
You better really be sick.
Whereas today, I mean, kids, they have all kinds of selections of
cereals to eat. We have so much food that's just brought to us on a, essentially a silver platter. I mean, these grocery stores with so many different products to choose from. I mean, that's wealth right there.
Climate control.
Climate control. The ability to have ice. Air conditioning and cars, transportation, airplanes, all of these things are wealth.
Things are better than they were 100 years ago, and they will be a lot better in 100 more years.
He pointed out the Rothschilds. Certainly, there are some people that are wealthier than others. They have more personal wealth. But we all have a lot more wealth today than we did 100 years ago. Would you rather, ask yourself, would you rather be a poor person in America today or a poor person in America 150 years ago? It's an easy answer.
Yeah, it is.
Today. Poor people today in America have multiple television sets.
Cell phones.
Cell phones,
cars.
Air conditioning, cars, refrigeration, and then we're still concerned with, and they get to eat. And plenty of poor people today are fat, too.
Yes.
Because they eat so well. Now, would you rather be a poor person in America today or a poor person in
Bangladesh.
Botswana. Bangladesh.
New Delhi.
Yeah. Easy choice.
Mm-hmm.
Our poor people are more wealthy than much of the poor in the rest of the world. And it's because of a lot of the freedoms that we did have that are now being destroyed on a virtually week-to-week basis. So as the government continues to crack down on freedoms, we're still going to have the trappings of that wealth. We're still going to feel like, oh, we still got our cell phones, we still got our TV, we're still somewhat free. But in fact, the freedom continues to go away, and as it continues to go away, wealth creation will slow, if not grind to a halt, and then we're going to be in big trouble.
Well, if you take a look at it, there's still a great deal of economic freedom in America, and the American work ethic is what has brought our nation to where it is now. Mm-hmm. Americans work, and you know, it's at some point or another, I think that the government could grow to the size of, say, Sweden's, where they're taxing 75% instead of 50% of
your wealth. Then who's going to
want to work? At some point or another, no one's going to want to work.
At some point, it's not going to be worth it anymore.
No.
1-800-259-9231. And if people aren't working, they're not creating wealth. You're not putting your brain, combining your brain power with natural resources and time and effort. No wealth will be created, which means we'll all be poorer as a result. Hour 3 is on the way. Free Talk Live.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Over the years, Genesis Communications Network has grown by leaps and bounds, reaching millions of listeners. The impact on political and social issues have been enormous. Businesses associated with the network have grown to become valuable enterprises. If you are accredited and have an entrepreneurial spirit, national radio may be the opportunity you're looking for. Call me today at 877-996-4327, extension 101. For more information, that's 877-996-4327, extension 101.
So just